Good afternoon, Mr. Al Bricker.
Hi, how you doing, Mark?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fine. Just busy with just a whole bunch of little kind of stuff, you know? But I think the big things are about taken care of up here for the festival, but we're just taking care of details now.
Well, that's good to hear. I can't wait for the Greeley Blues Jam myself. I want to thank you. We're just going to go right into the recorded portion of all this. And thanks once again for making this the third appearance in 3 years on the Worldwide Blues. It can't be a blues thing without a dog barking, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But
And a siren or two.
oh, I know. Yeah, we've been trying to act really professional, but really the intent of this is just to be like a couple of friends talking about a great thing that you do for the Greeley Blues Jam and the city of Greeley, the blues community in general, and everybody who attends every year.
Well, that's great. We're excited about this year. We've got some a little bit of new organization going on that is we're getting through it. It's fine. We are now a part of the Greeley Blues Jam is actually a part of the Greeley Stampede. It came about because, well, they do our tickets for us. We hire their security people to be our security, and we're doing it in their house, so to speak. And what joining forces with them does for us is it gives a home, a good stable home to the Blues Jam into the future. And that is something that when we've been doing it for 14 years and we're all getting a little older, that was something that I wanted to do, is to make certain that the Blues Jam is going to go on into the future. So I think we've solved that problem. I'm not letting them book the talent, however. And at some point they might, but I hope that we can get somebody trained into the appreciation of the higher form of appreciation of blues music. So, but at any rate, that's one of the things that's new. But other than that, it's going to be very transparent. You're going to walk in and not know the difference from previous years. So that's what's going on with us organizationally. But going on musically is what everybody should be concerned about. And we got a great show lined up. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I am too, and it's what you're doing organizationally is from a business perspective just totally smart for longevity purposes. I just had the privilege of speaking with Maria Chavez from the Grand County Blues Society about Blues from the Top. We're doing some Blues from the Top interviews too with some of the performers as usual too. And the city of Winter Park has redone the permanent stage, so they have made sure that they're going to be in the festival business for quite some time. And the Greeley Stampede Complex is an institution in itself, and congratulations on continuing the partnership. I know Pam is actually part of the downtown Greeley what economic council, or what is the title that she holds there? I mean,
She is the director of downtown development. So she, sort of has her fingers on the pulse of what everything that goes on in downtown. And she is, will be becoming sort of semi-retired as of the end of the year. She's going to work, I think, half-time next year, but as a emeritus director and a new young lady that's been around for for quite a few years, but is really sharp, and Bianca Fisher is going to be the new director. So, you know, everything changes,
yeah,
and that's going to be a good change too. We're going to be able to do a little more traveling, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know,
she is. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet someone, you know, just can't wait to kind of be in the driver's seat for something as exciting as what's been going on for 14 years now, 15. But
yep.
I agree too.
Good run.
You know, I thought I retired from a career, and I of course started another one with an internet radio station that we're very proud of too. But
absolutely.
We are actually considering, you know, going more mobile, and you know, as I think I've alluded a few times, and it's no secret, we do live streaming, and we would love to be in some conversation about maybe helping out in that regard in the future.
Absolutely. We will do that. Let us get through craziness here, but and the people at Stampede are very, very open to those kinds of things. They've got a staff of 7 full-time people that frankly are looking for more events to get involved with and expanding the ones that we have. So I will make certain that we get this as an agenda item for our recap, and we'll discuss that later on in the summer.
Oh, that would be just great, because, you know, you've been so gracious about letting all the photographers like myself, and I've been branching out into the video realm and doing, I think, at least 3 or 4 years with you guys and 5 or 6 with Blues from the Top. And, you know, I just talked with Maria about it's time to do something with those videos to make some, you know, charitable effort like Kate Moss did with the Healers DVD for our connection, you know. But I fluffed us up right from the beginning talking about business right away, didn't I? The festival.
Well, you can chop it up, I guess.
Oh, no, because we're very proud of what you do, and we're very proud of what we do at KCOS Media. But the main focus, of course, is the Greeley Blues Jam and how you guys do it up and expanded at the Friday night downtown involvement. If you got some time, this is a perfect opportunity to really get it out. I know that, you know, when you were calling into our broadcast shows the last couple of years, it was like, how much can you squeeze in 10 minutes? But, you know, this is a perfect opportunity. We'll keep this going. I want to put them, the interviews, on the Worldwide Blues Sunday program up until Festival Day for both Greeley and Blues from the Top. So this is really a time to be really descriptive to attract even more people to come up to Greeley.
Very good. So where do we want to start here then?
Well, you just redid your website basically, right?
That, and you know what? That's not part of my job description. Pam takes care of that, but we've got a great website that has got music and links to all of the artists that are going to be playing, and gives you all kinds of information about what goes on at the Greeley Blues Jam and what you can bring, what you can't bring, and which isn't a lot, really. Where it's this is not like the New Orleans Jazz Fest with a big long recording as you walk up to the gate telling you what you can and can't do. But you can go in and out, and The camping out there is just really great, and people really enjoy sneaking away and maybe a bunch of old blues guys, right? You got to get a little nap or something or other in mid afternoon. But at any rate, all of that's available.
Yeah, no, I wanted to compliment you guys on the new website design. It's very descriptive. It's very informative, and you just encapsulated the real design, talking about the Friday nights and Saturday night and the RV and camping situations. You've got the lodging information there, and that is GreeleyBluesJam.com, correct?
That is right. Yep. And our Facebook page is full of interesting stuff too. I am sort of responsible for that part of it, and we try to get something almost daily up on it about our national acts that we have coming in, and I'm telling you what, the national people and the local folks as well, it's going to be just a heck of a show. It really is. We are excited about having the Devin Allman Project with Dwayne Betts coming in with Devin, and it's the second generation Allman Brothers, and I've been an Allman Brothers junkie for that might not be the best term, but at any rate,
it's internet radio, Al. It's okay.
Okay. I've been a fan of the Allman Brothers forever. Saw them first time in Lincoln, Nebraska in the early 70s. And it was so amazing. And they played past the curfew. They always have those long, long shows. And the auditorium manager just turned on the lights and shut off the power to the stage. And Jamo and Butch just kept playing drums for another 10 minutes. So, I mean, I just thought that was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen as a 21, 22 year old. And so just been really a dedicated Allman Brothers fan for a long, long time. I've known Devin for about 4 or 5 years now. He played at the jam when he was a Royal Southern Brotherhood member, and God, it was a great show. Butch,
I was there. It was a great show, and yeah, Devin is a great guy. I met him actually before that at a solo show at the Toad Tavern. And
all right,
yeah, I mean, he was such a personable young man at the time that I was just getting over my throat cancer ordeal, and I could barely talk, but he was very, very sensitive and just gracious in someone coming up and trying to mumble a few words to him, I can barely talk above a whisper, but we've kept track over the years because of like the Royal Southern Brotherhood. John Catt brought them down to Colorado Springs. They had them at everywhere for their longevity. And we even did a cigar box workshop at an preschool, and I've still got video of that too. That would be just a gem for the Blue Star Connection, and a great reminder for all those guys in the Royal Southern Brotherhood, just taken to the kids, and it was a fun morning, but. Yeah, that's going to be great. Devin's doing a lot of different things. He's experimenting. I got to say, I took one of the first Allman Brother 8-tracks with me to Southeast Asia when I was in that little thing that they denied to call the war,
Yeah.
But yeah, this is full circle to actually, and I had to explain this to Mark Andes when I met him. We just did Firefall live stream at Stargazers. And I same thing I told Mark. I said, I took Spirit, 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus, 8-track to Asia. And he was looking at me like, no way. And I'm going, yeah, that's the power of music, what it makes you do. And then when we are all old guys, we can all finally meet up each other with each other as almost just peers and people, and laugh about what we did when we were younger, you know. And
yeah, exactly.
These people had no clue what they were doing to the young people in America during that time.
Yeah, I've had I was 4 years in the Navy, but my experience, and it was at the height of it, from 67 to 71.
Yeah.
But I just it was always rolling the dice, and I spent my time at a Naval Air Station in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley, south of Fresno. And
well, I'm from Fresno, so it was Lemoore. Yeah.
Yeah, Lemoore. Yeah, yeah. And I got permanently assigned to the training squadron there, so I never had to go anywhere.
So you're a fan of Santa Maria tri-tip, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Regional class.
You bet. That's great. Yeah. So so we got the Devin Allman Project, but then my book, the one that I was responsible for lining up, and it's something I've been trying to do for the last 5 years, is that Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters are coming out. And for people who've been around the blues for a while, know Ronnie Earle, know what he's about, but they haven't heard him, at least outside of New England, for quite a while.
That's very
and,
true. Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I just went through his catalog and that I have, and he's got so many albums out. I can't even begin to count. You know that
there's over 30 of them, I think. Yeah.
I think so too. And so yeah, what a score on that one to be able to get Ronnie Earle out here.
Well, I've been sending him an email every year for the last 5 years saying, come and play for us, you know, come out and let us show you some hospitality. And I would always hear back from his manager and say, well, we appreciate your offer, but Ronnie's not going to be doing any traveling this summer. And I'm sure he's playing gigs all over New England, but I think he likes to be home at night. But this year it was totally different. And I'm following him on social media, and he's really active himself, posting some stuff. So I think he's feeling good, and he's coming in early, I guess, to Greeley on Thursday night before the show, and gonna get acclimated a little bit. We're working on this to get him down and maybe sit in with Danny Franchi, who's going to be playing the show on the 9th Street Plaza on Friday night. And Danny sure wants him to come up and play a song or two with him. That's not a done deal, but I'm working on it. That's one of those details.
Well, if anybody can pull it off, I know you can.
Thank you for that. But and David Brandt is helping me out too with some of those connections. So we think that we got a good shot at it at any rate. But then for sure he's going to be playing on Saturday night, and I'm really looking forward to it. He's got a really fine lady singer, Diane Blue, who is, if you've seen some of the YouTube postings, got a heck of a voice. So that is Ronnie's never been a singer, so you gotta got to sort of fill in those spots around that. But as a guitar player, he is above, he's just right there at the top as far as I'm concerned.
So. He is always pushing and expanding the boundaries. I know we play selected cuts off multiple Ronnie Earl albums on Sunday on our Worldwide Blues format. But, and that's, we try to do like you do. 50% at least Colorado Blues acts every Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we do the classics, the contemporary, the traditional, the, even some internet radio. We find some interesting concert bootlegs, what used to be called bootlegs, but now it's, they're public domain, I guess. I don't know, YouTube. We have, access to the AirPlay Direct for radio stations, thanks to Rick Lesher in Florida. We've really tried to be an all-encompassing thing. Of course, I always tease Kai Turner about being my mentor on how I want to be when I grow up in the radio business, But
exactly.
Yeah, you're some like Danny Franchi. I'm really not familiar with, but I'm excited because people are talking about him. Obviously.
Yeah, he's exciting, and we actually got turned on to him by Blues from the Top last year, and we caught him backstage and introduced ourselves, and pretty much struck the deal right there. Up in Winter Park last summer. So I was so taken by his guitar playing. And I don't know what you think about it, but I think that the kid has listened to a lot of Cat Benoit records.
And that's the thing. I had some health issues last year, so we couldn't go up to Winter Park. So I'm, once again, what you can't catch one place, you'll catch another place. That's why, I always talk about the five great Colorado blues festivals and Winter Park, Greeley, Blues Under the Bridge here, Trinity Patio, and then Telluride. That's, we are blessed to have so much music in this state.
Exactly. That's really true. So next down the list, though, the an artist who is very familiar to the Blues Jam audience is Danielle Nicole Schneblin.
Yeah.
And but I think we're catching her just at the perfect time. She's a very hot commodity these days. I just watched some of the Daryl's Place show that was on television, I think just two or three nights ago. And my gosh, she just blows them away. And the responses that they were getting to that video was amazing, I thought. So
I'm going to have to check that out. But yeah, that Danielle's been involved, and we've been following her since, gosh, Compliment Her Foot days, 2011.
No.
Yeah,
back in the tough day. And her brother Chris is her drummer these days. So
great.
It's just and the young gentleman whose name I can't think of right at the moment, the guitar player is an outstanding musician, and
still Brandon.
Good.
I think Brandon.
Excuse me.
Brandon was his name. I'm blank.
Yeah, Brandon Miller, maybe, or
okay.
Something like that.
That sounds
reasonable
to me. Yeah.
So she's going to be great. We're really excited about that, and then right behind Danielle is Victor Wainwright is going to be up here, and he's just a he's one of a kind guy. This is going to be his first visit to Greeley, and we're really excited to have him here. And, you know, he's coming off a big year, too. He won the Pine Top Perkins Award down in Memphis at the Blues Foundation Awards, and that's exciting. And so
I got to catch Victor at Blues from the Top. And, you know, by whatever happened, I happened to lose that video segment of what was then called Southern Hospitality with Damon
yes.
Fowler.
And yep.
I could have kicked myself. But, yeah, Victor is amazing. Just a bunch of energy. So, yeah, I hope he's going to come and get acclimated, too, because I can't wait to see him. You know, he picks up his keyboards, and he just says,
oh, yeah.
As a great showman, as well as music.
He is a great showman. One of the finest clips I've ever seen was, it was filmed at the Blues Bender out in Las Vegas. And he finished, and he's out playing by the pool outside. And he gets done, and it's a heck of a finish. And he walks to the edge of the stage and does a cannonball into the swimming pool. I mean, and it was, and somebody had filmed it. It was just great. And we've got no water for him to jump into, but it's going to be really fun having him here. So,
yeah, I can't wait to. It's just a great anticipation of being reunited with people you've actually interacted with once again for years and years. The same people
sure.
come to the Greeley Blues Jam too every year.
Well, then we've got Otis Taylor coming back, and it's been, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that, since he's been here. It was ungodly hot, I think he was playing right into the sun at about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and he was growling a little bit about the heat, but he just put on a great show, and we've got him scheduled to actually play on the West Stage this year, where the sun's at his back, and it will be nice and cool for him there. And he's bringing Cassie Smith with him. Cassie Taylor.
Yeah.
So, she hasn't been playing around much.
I know.
That I'm aware of.
Well,
so.
I think she got married and had a kid, or I don't know.
I've heard that too.
But
so.
You know what? It's going to be great because she is amazing in her own right. And
exactly.
Together, yeah, no, she has nothing but the highest praise for her father as a musician, not only just being a dad, but everything that she has become is because of him. And so many other
yeah.
people in this area, you know, with the Otis Taylor, the Trance Blues project, usually in November
yes.
in Boulder, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to that next. And that's in November, I think, mid-November.
Yeah.
And my wife and I decided that that was something that we wanted to do this next year. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And what else? We've got Danny Franchi. That would probably be about the next guy in the lineup. And he's great. And we've already talked about him. So, Chris Daniels and the Kings. Chris has played two or three times, and he plays every summer on the 9th Street Plaza in downtown for one of the Friday Fests. But we love Chris, and he's a good friend, and he's got his new Blues with Horns album. So. I think that that's going to be a natural for us, and he's a hardworking dude. He asked to play real early so that they can get somewhere else for another gig on Saturday night. So but he'll be there and with Freddie Gowdy, and that's always a fun show.
Well, I think he's coming down to Colorado Springs, or has already, and I might have missed him, but yeah, I caught him at Greeley a time ago. And, another institutional band for the state of Colorado, right?
Oh, yeah. And he is now the director of the Colorado Musicians Hall of Fame. And that's exciting. I mean, he's a member himself, was inducted in 2012. So, but he's wanting to do some new things and come up with a new location for it. They've just outgrown the outpost up at Red Rock. So that's something that he told me was high on his list to get accomplished. So.
Well, that's going to be exciting news to keep track on that topic.
Exactly. And what? We got two more bands, and we've got a band, a horn band out of Fort Collins called the Blues Dogs. And they played for us once before. And actually, Kent Oberman is the leader, and he's been on our committee that helps organize the blues jam for years. And but he's also a really fine singer and puts together a real dynamic band. Dave Beagle, just a great guitar player up here, is going to be playing with him, and so it's going to be a fun show. And then opening act is a favorite, and Mojo Mama from Longmont, who will be going back to Memphis as the Colorado Blues Society's entry into the International Blues Competition. And so we only thought it was right that they get a shot at playing. They've played downtown on Friday several times, but we wanted to showcase them in the main arena. So we're excited about having Mojo Mama here too.
Yeah, Paul just sent me four songs off the new CD, and I can't wait to load them in for Sunday. Mojo Mama is they're such great people and friends now. This is a great thing that when you meet people at these functions in the blues community, after a while, yeah, they become your friends. And
Exactly.
yeah,
Exactly.
so
That's right.
we're playing the last two Mojo Mama CDs in rotation, and this new one, and I'm very excited for them. I hope we're going to try and go to the IBC in January. We always like to
Yeah, I'd
play.
like to do that too.
Yeah, I've
Again,
been
I
to a few, and it's so in January the weather in Memphis can be just as cold as weather in Colorado, which is just
No
amazing.
kidding.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
that's great to hear that they're going back, and Jessica's got just a great voice. They've got a great style. The guitar player, I'm just blown away by Bob all the time. And
Exactly. Yeah, no.
Paul, being a Berklee School of Music grad, I just saw
Wow, I did not know that.
that. Yeah,
That's
I just
interesting.
saw it on his profile. I was messaging him to say thank you, and it's like, wow, Berklee grad. So yeah, that only explains why they're doing, the Mojo Mama Academy of Music as a business as well. And
I've read about that.
yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff.
And Paul and Glenn Tapia has been doing the Rocky Mountain Bass Slam for I can't tell you how many years now too, but that's always been a great event and attracting, not only the best of Colorado bass players, but bringing in, high profile bass players from all over the country. And that's always been fun to do. But that's part of the richness of, when you really discover what we have here in our own backyard. A lot of people just like to go listen to music, don't think about anything. But, you know, when you really, really want to get to know something about these people, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating.
Absolutely.
How talented and personable everybody is.
That's exactly right. And I keep running into more people that I've been going around to some of the public radio stations that support us, and was down at KUVO the other day, and the lady that had to buzz me in was very friendly, and I got to talking with her and told her about the blues jam and all that stuff. And she says, "Well, I'm going to come up this year. They're going to let me come." And I said, "Well, that's great." Well, it turns out it was J.D. Kelly's wife. And that just blew me away that, God, he, you know, there's one that we lost way too soon. And but yeah, I mean, the community that's out there and all the interconnections and stuff are really, really makes it enjoyable to go to shows and to see your old friends and catch up and find out what's going on with them. That's always a lot of fun.
Well, and you know, what it means to me too is you know, as a photographer and videographer, I'm just so happy and thrilled and proud to capture moments in time. And at the time, you're just caught up in the excitement of doing this, right? But,
yeah,
you know, I was at the IBC where JD was with Eef and the Blues Express, and I was able to get a few videos of the performance of the band as well as JD. He was all over Memphis doing jams. He was just having a great time. And, you know, I'm just happy enough that I captured those moments for those that still will be able to see some of his performances.
Yeah. Well, we all miss him. And, gosh, I remember years and years ago being at Little Bear in Evergreen and seeing him, and he was a tall, skinny guy. but his trombone playing and the sheer joy that he always put out there for all, and all of his music was like that. You know, he's just such a unbelievable performer.
Well, we just grieve a lot of losses here lately, huh?
Yeah. I'm still not quite over losing John Catt, you know, and you know, the things that he did for people was just amazing, and he's still doing good things. Joe Bonamassa and his foundation, Keeping the Blues Alive, has again came through this year, donated a guitar for us, gave us some money to hire a youth act, and that was all because of John. John was they wouldn't have known about the Greeley Blues Jam from nothing, but John, even though, you know, we were sort of not competitors, but there was a little bit of competitiveness, and so it was nice that he did that for us, made that connection for us. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I think I told you everything I know.
You know, one thing you did leave out is the future of the blues stage. I'm, you know, and that's it.
Oh, Blues 101.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been so familiar with what you guys do that, and I'm even looking at the website right now while we're talking, but yeah, we got to talk about the Blues 101 stage, right?
Well, there's a whole bunch of the Blues 101 stage is under the North Stadium, the stands at the arena. And where it's very cool. It can be really, really hot out there, but you can go back there and sit and listen to. And Nick Clark is going to be coming up and doing our harmonica lesson for us this year. And I bought 400 Horner harps that we're going to be giving away out there. So that's all been one of the details that I've been working on, but that's under control. And the rest of the Colorado Blues Society runs that operation for us. Yeah. And I am not, other than Nick, who I've watched grow up along with a bunch of our young blues players here. There's a whole new crop of them that are going to be there that I have not heard too much of. So I'm really looking forward to it myself.
Cool. Yeah. What they do is amazing.
Yeah. So, but at any rate, that runs from about 12:30 to 5, I think. So you need to get back there a couple of times to check out what's going on. And yeah, we try to have something for everybody out there. And
we do.
I think that.
And that's what
it's just not all guitar slingers. It's there's some other stuff going on as well.
Yeah, and that's you really make us photographers run around France. You know, not just standing, running from one end of the stadium to the other, but then catching the Blues 101 stage in between. That's, you know, thank God there's more than a few of us, and we really love what we do, and we love how, you know, gracious you are with us.
Well, you know, our motto is, and it always has been, it ain't nothing but a party, and that's all we ever wanted to do is just to throw a big party that everybody had a good time and felt welcome to be at and felt comfortable to be at. And I think that we've been pretty successful with that aspect of it.
Oh, you sure have. You've made a convert out of me. It's like that's one of the things that is a must-do in my summer routine. And you know, Kathy loves to come, and we've made a lot of friends. And so you're never sitting there by yourself at a Greeley Blues Jam or any Colorado music event, really. Everyone.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So yep. I got to make one more mention, I guess. I just found out today that the VIP section is sold out, right?
Yeah, well, the preferred seating, yes. Is sold out, and that's just a function of the size of tents that we have, and the number of tables and chairs that they can stick in there. So at lunch this afternoon with my wife, she came home early, and I said, well, what's the deal on preferred seating? She says, well, they tell me it's gone, it's all sold out. But you know, we've got the stands in the arena that are nice and cool and in the shade for most of the day. And so for folks that want to get out of the sun and they can go up there and sit, and it sounds good up there. There's always some shade to get into.
Oh, there is. And I was being facetious about, you know, I was gonna joke and say, well, if you see me, you know, that Saturday with some bruises on around my face, Kathy's already said, well, you messed up.
But, well, I'm sorry, but
no, not sorry. Nothing.
It's good to be to have something popular,
that
makes us feel good as well.
So how many people really does that place hold, and what's the attendance?
Well, we could, it could be a heck of a lot bigger, but I think we normally draw about 4,000 folks.
Yep.
And we have been in the black for ever since the third year. The first 2 years were a little rough, but we got through that, and we have we make a little money that we put into a rainy day fund. If it is a rainy day, we can move it into the Island Grove Event Center. We actually, for a couple of years, we bought rain insurance, which is like rolling the dice on it is just like a Vegas bet. And so the year that we got rained out in 2010, just luckily the event center was sitting empty. It wasn't being used that day, and we moved the entire operation into the event center and started only 90 minutes late, which I thought was a miracle. So that's always available for us, and we've had remarkable weather for the most part. So I don't like to dwell on that too much, but it is rain or shine. So
and being Colorado, I've been there. I think the last time that Danielle Nicole was there with Nick was it was one of those times where it was really hot. And then the wind came up, and then it rained a little bit. And yeah, it was a mixture of weather that time, but that's the way it goes. And really,
yep.
You should kind of think about bringing maybe a change of clothes to leave in the car. There's plenty of parking, right? You guys do a great job.
Yeah, it's all free parking, and you can go back and forth to your cars. We've got lots of camping and RV spots with even with hookups and things like that, and all of that information, and you can actually make reservations and everything at our website greelybluesjam.com, and that all of that operation is actually part of the city Greeley City Parks, and so. But the guy that runs Island Grove Arena, or the whole park, is Tom Welch, and he's been on our committee for 14 years. He was there at the inception. We were sitting around the Rio downtown Mexican restaurant there and drinking a few margaritas, and I got to telling all these friends of mine that what we really needed to do was put on a show. It was like Mickey Rooney or something, and they all agreed that it sounded like a good idea, but that I had to do something to make it happen. I just couldn't sit there and philosophize. So that's how the Greeley Blues Jam got started, and it's been a wonderful 14 years. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully a whole lot of other people have as well.
Well, and this is what I really enjoy and appreciate, and thank you, because not many people really get to talk to festival organizers and hear the whole story and the philosophy behind what they come to enjoy and, just come as an event. You guys have developed a great partnership with the city and have great sponsorships with local businesses. And the thing that I guess I didn't want to leave on maybe is the uniqueness of the sod.
Yep, that really has become a signature piece. Let's not fool anyone. We have the Greeley Blues Jam in a rodeo arena.
Yeah.
And that's what it is 364 other days of the year.
Yeah.
But on that Saturday, well, it starts on Friday. We We sod it with 45,000 square feet of brand new bluegrass sod. It gets laid on starting Friday about 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, it takes them normally about 4 or 5 hours to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk out there, when you enter the gates on at 10:30 when we open the gate on Saturday, you walk out there and it looks like the 18th fairway. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And gives it, people get to bring in their lawn chairs and their folding chairs and sit down and enjoy the music. When one stage, the acts on one stage end, all you have to do is stand up, turn your chair around, and within 5 minutes, the music will start on the other stage. So you get 11 and a half hours of almost nonstop music. It's a great format, and I think that it's one of the things that's you know, made us work. It's not a 2-day festival, but you get 2 days almost of music. Heck of a bargain.
Yeah, and I always have to remember to have batteries, extra batteries charged, and you know, for both the camera and the video. And yeah, it's like I go through a little checklist, and then Kathy goes through a checklist about what we really need, you know. But I want to thank Gal for taking a little more time and really getting in depth about one of the great five Colorado Blues Festivals on this special interview for KCOSDigitalMedia.com and our Sunday Worldwide Blues format. And looking forward to seeing you and Pam. It was great meeting you guys, you know, last, and sadly it was at John Katz Memorial, but you know, it's like I used to say, don't bother me on festival days. So, you know, I've always been real cautious not to bug you, and you know, but you're always in our hearts. You guys are very appreciated by many in Colorado and from wherever anybody comes from, you know, to these festivals. Yeah, I get surprised all the time about that too, where people are.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've got people coming in from California, and I'm originally from Lincoln, Nebraska. I learned how to appreciate my blues in at the Zoo Bar, but there's a whole bunch of people that come from Lincoln and Omaha. So
that's got Josh Boyer then, huh?
You broke up just a little bit there.
I said, you know, I always joke. I said, all the secrets come out, you know, and so I never script an interview. It's always like I say,
I'm
two friends talking, and I've been coming enough that I know enough to get you to say, you know, everything that you just did, and really, no, I mean, quite honestly, and you've done just.
I made my living as a salesman for 37 years, and this is the one thing I still do that has some connection to. I was a college textbook salesman for a long, long time, and learned that you know, I could talk about almost anything. So, but this is my passion, you know, and I kind of wear it on my sleeve, and but I tell you what. You will have a good time when you come to the Greeley Blues Jam, and we look forward to seeing all of you there.
Yeah, and oh, forgot to mention, there's plenty of food there too, right?
Oh yeah, lots of food. Some great food vendors, and we got some Coors Light has been our sponsor from the beginning, but they are also bringing in some of their other craft beer. So there'll be lots of good things to get you through the day.
Yeah, that makes me happy. I'm kind of a beer snob, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's what it is. But, no, great job. Can't wait to see you guys. And thank you for everything once again, Al Bricker.
Thank you, Mark.
Anytime.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.